Unit 18. Chinese Students Abroad. In its heyday during the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907, China was a magnet for students from neighboring countries, particularly Japan and Korea. Many took the perilous journey by land or sea to the Tang capital, Chang'an, to study Buddhism, government, and the Chinese language. At the same time, a handful of brave Buddhist priests from China went on an arduous trek to India in search of Buddhist scriptures. However, the Chinese did not begin to study abroad in any significant numbers until the early 20th century. After a series of disastrous confrontations with the West and with Japan, the Chinese realized how far they had fallen behind and began for the first time to send students abroad en masse. Because of its geographic proximity and its early start in modernization, Japan became the most popular destination for Chinese students, reversing the historic traffic between the two countries. However, as relations between China and Japan deteriorated in the 1920s and 30s, Chinese headed instead to European and American universities. Then came the Communist Party's rise to power and the Korean War. As a result, during the 1950s and early 60s, the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe replaced the West as the training ground for Chinese scientists and engineers. In the ensuing two decades, China isolated itself from the rest of the world. But in the 1980s, China's brightest and most ambitious were again able to leave the country. From 1978 to 1998, an estimated 300,000 Chinese pursued advanced degrees abroad. This time, America was the overwhelming destination of choice. Today, 50,000 Chinese students are in the U.S. alone. Chinese students make up the largest group of international students at America's universities, particularly in science and engineering programs. At some of America's best universities, after English, Chinese is the language most commonly heard in the research labs. Many of the key figures in 20th century Chinese history studied abroad. Their experiences in Japan, Europe, the former Soviet Union, and America helped to shape every aspect of Chinese society. Chinese students with a foreign education are one of China's most important assets in its quest for modernization.